Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. It's funny, you all are just talking about pizza. Kristen was asking Biggie, who is an expert on this because he's worked in the pizza industry so long, if I'm having 12 people over, how many pizzas do I need? And a good rule of thumb, he says 3 slices per person.
Never thought of that, but it's brilliant if you think about it.
Now, last night, I was not there for this, but apparently, because I asked Biggie, do you have a garlic knot? And Biggie said, well, we have similar, a cheesy bread, which
very
is
good.
Very good. My daughter loves the garlic knots or cheesy bread from whatever restaurant.
Who makes the garlic knots?
This is Domino's. All right. Now, they're my son and my daughter, and my son is home. But he said he really wanted Domino's. So as I was leaving last night, of course, I said, order while I'm not here. I'm not going to eat pizza. You know that.
No.
I wanted to lord it
I'm
over.
Putting on the hair shirt.
It's one of my it's one of my non-negotiables.
I'm going to go flagellate myself on the pickleball court while you guys stuff your faces. Love you, bye.
That's right. I said, order it without me. Fine.
Subpar pizza.
So, well, I don't love Domino. It's okay. I would prefer, like, Biggie works for Marco's. I think Marco's.
Love Marco's.
It's a great
That's where we're going to order.
I love Marco's. And so, they were ordering Domino's. So, I got home, and my wife said, I think we have a problem. And I said, what? And she said, I think your daughter is too addicted to garlic knots. And I said, why?
My God.
And my daughter said, let me stop. I'll say it. I'll admit it right here. The garlic knots that they ordered were not delivered. And my daughter burst into tears.
Oh, my God. Okay, yeah, maybe there is a problem.
She said, full disclosure, I burst into tears. I'm embarrassed about it, but I did it. I wanted those darn garlic knots. So my son said, as a hero, stepped up and said, I'll go get the garlic.
I'll get them.
So he went and got the garlic knots.
Wow, hero.
He's a hero.
He is.
I mean,
but what you got here, you're developing maybe the dumbest after-school special of all time.
Yeah, I don't know how serious she'll be taken in the meetings.
I was told it was quite the scene. I wasn't there, but I was told it was quite a scene. The dumbest ABC after school special of all time. The girl addicted to garlic knots.
Yeah, so true. I feel like well, because there's addiction centers for pretty much everything.
That's right.
Now, you know, I knew somebody who went to rehab for a video game addiction.
Really?
Yes.
Well, now that happens, I think.
I think so too. Mm-hmm. But still, I thought to myself, in the meetings, you're not going to be taken as seriously.
That's probably true.
Yeah. You kind of need to be around your kind, but how many people are in her shoes? Yeah.
Right. Not many.
Your daughter's shoes.
No, yeah.
A few years ago, Chris Dibb told me that brave Jennifer Aniston had stepped forward and said she was addicted to eye drops.
God.
She had dry eye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Chronic dry eye, and she got addicted to Visine or whatever.
I can't remember which president put the medal around her neck for that one. Yeah.
I used to sit outside Walgreens and bang on the door till they'd let me in. Even if they were closed, it didn't matter.
Brave Jennifer Aniston.
I'll blank your blank for some Visine.
Yep. She would.
You're one of the friends.
Okay.
Stop it.
Speaking of which, Vivek Ramaswamy. Boy, he's rubbed me the wrong way today. Now, look. I liked him when he was out there on the debate stage way back when. Remember, I said your next president will be Vivek Ramaswamy, among many that I have
said.
Yeah,
we wrote it down.
Okay, we wrote that down. In a long post on X, formerly Twitter, he says, among other things, our American culture has migrated into mediocrity over excellence for way too long, at least since the 1990s. He says, repeats of TV shows like Friends have bred laziness and mediocrity. And those that sit home in the afternoon and watch episode after episode of Friends should be ashamed of themselves.
Now, luckily, he used words that half of us won't understand.
I don't understand many of that. I had to really comb through that.
What?
We're so dumb, we're just sitting at home lazily watching Friends.
Ironically, some are so dumb, they don't know they're being called dumb.
That's right. I didn't know I was being called dumb. Christian would say, calling you dumb. What? Yeah, he says that if these 90s sitcoms revolve around people just sitting around being lazy in a coffee house, and we're watching it day in and day out in the afternoon. We're all about mediocre now, you know? We're not
Friends
about
is playing somewhere right now.
Oh.
Right now.
Absolutely. It's probably still one of the more streamed. that in the office, you know, mm-hmm. and he says, yeah. these things get into our young people's persona. It's like, I want to grow up and sit in a coffee house or work at some mediocre office.
Huh.
And we're not striving for excellence, you know. He says, a culture that venerates Corey from Boy Meets World or Zack and Slater over Screech in Saved by the Bell or Stefan over Steve Urkel in Family Matters will not produce the best engineers in the world. These are dated references, I'll tell you that.
Wow. Very.
I mean,
so he's saying the nerds should be the heroes.
Yeah. He says, more math, fewer sleepovers, more weekend science competitions, fewer Saturday morning cartoons, fewer episodes of Friends. Now, Big Bang Theory does you right. They're all smart, you know. But
yeah, it doesn't matter.
But then again, they're also made fun of for being smart. You know, it makes fun of itself for them being such nerds. I got my eye on you, Ramaswamy.
Yeah,
how dare you? Because I love, you know, I watch Friends. That's my whole thing.
That is, yeah.
It's kind of part of your persona. How many pieces of clothing with that logo on there do you have?
Multiple, at least half dozen. I've got my, you know, my Friends sweatshirt and everything.
Yeah,
and my hat. I've got all that stuff. Sweatbands. So that hurts, you know, to hear something like that for Ramaswamy to say that, unfortunately. Yesterday, this is a faux pas. Our friend Barry up in HR came into the office and he was chatting. In fact, you know, Barry's got like this photographic memory somehow. And the way he led the conversation was he came in and he said to Chris Dim, on your 37th birthday, the Falcons beat the 49ers.
Kelly and my jaws dropped.
That's Barry for you.
It's unbelievably specific.
Barry walked into the office and said to Chris Dim, on your 37th birthday, Falcons got the 49ers in a playoff game 20-18 down at Georgia Dome.
Was it driving rain that day outside? I can't remember.
Then he goes, on your 38th, Dolphins beat the Seahawks.
My God.
Yes.
A year later, in the rain.
Okay, that was the rain.
We were like, what? He goes, uh-huh. He goes, on your 38th birthday, it rained, and the Dolphins beat the Seahawks. Wow. But then he started talking about this about health, our health report. And Barry was talking about trying to lose some weight, getting focused on exercise and so forth. You know, and we're all in that spot. And so Barry said, I'll tell you when I lost the most weight was when I was clinically depressed. And I said, good for you.
He was too depressed to even have a beer.
Yeah,
he said. And Kelly said, wow, I envy that.
That's terrible.
Kristen said, you can't say
you're
good
a monster.
No. He said, you can't.
I said, good for you.
Good for you, Barry.
Way to go. Clinical depression. I wish more people would try it.
Wow.
For lasting results.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why I said it.
Yeah, that's one of those times you just talk.
Yeah,
you're half listening.
I was half listening. Yeah. I've got to stop doing it.
Oh, clinical depression. Yeah.
Good for you.
Congrats.
Gave him the good for you on that.